Good morning. Before we start, I want to present the BBS Singers of 2016. This was our first year without Judy, but praise God we made it. And we were blessed. We had a lot of parents help out, grandparents, moms, dads, teachers. I mean, we couldn't have done it without you, but most of all, out the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a lot of prayer that went through this. And Chaser is going to be my special interpreter, my special helper. And so we're going to start, we're going to do three songs, and then we're going to do our final verse. But I want to thank all the people that helped out and prayed for the BBS this year.
I will. somebody else to serve and not be served. I know, I know, I know, I know. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move. In mighty ways. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move today. Anytime a weakness, someone falls upon their knees, or dares to speak the truth that sets them free. Anytime the choice is made to stand upon the word, I know, I know, I know. And someone says, send me, here I go.
I also want to thank all of our workers at VBS. We have so many of these ladies and men that put out a lot of effort and time, and we want to thank you. Give them a round of applause. That's it. And if you're one of the visitors that came through the VBS program, we want to make you welcome. We are absolutely thrilled that you came and that your children could participate, and we hope to be a blessing to you. And we want to be also more than just this time. We'd like to be a blessing to you throughout the year and make you welcome. Also, we'd like to say we're glad that Nelda's back.
Amen.
She's been backsliding quite a while now. Has some excuse about back pain or I don't know, but something like that. But she's been a part of this church for a long time. I'm not going to say how long, because that might give a clue as to her age, but she's been here a long time, and we really love her, and we're glad she's back. We've got a few little announcements here. We have a mission conference coming up on the 17th of July. That's next month. It's less than a month away, folks. We're getting close. We've got missionaries coming in from Poland. We've already got some missionaries here in from Mexico. I think the Jacksons are here, And we got others coming in from Mexico. So we've got a number of missionaries coming. But we even got another special blessing. We've got, I believe, four different pastors from churches in Mexico that are going to give us a short message, each one of them. And I guess we'll have to look for somebody who can do some interpretation of their Spanish. I don't know. Somebody might be able to. But anyway, we want to, you know, give you an idea. Come and support these people and get involved in their ministries. And we are just thrilled with the idea that people out of this church, born spiritually in this church, have taken off and taken the gospel all over the world. And we are just thrilled with that. Make sure you have a part in that. Brian and Judy have been in Poland for a while, visiting their missionaries over there. They're going to be back on Tuesday, and we can't wait. We have missed them, and we're glad that they had a good time over there, but we're waiting for them to come back. Another little bit of sad news. Adam and Becca are going to be leaving our church. They're going to be going over to Freedom Baptist. And so you guys might ought to give them a good hug and a hard, warm send-off. We want God to bless them for the rest of their lives and wherever God sends them. We want to see God minister with them. Amen. And we have a lot of respect for that young couple. Yeah. Adam's been with us a long time, and he's just done so much. He's been carrying a big load for us here, helping us out and being a good spiritual man. And, you know, we just have a lot of things we could say about him, and we're sad to see him go. Amen. But we pray for him. We want God to bless them wherever they go. God bless you, brother. All right. Did anybody come today prepared to be baptized? Already saved? You've already given your life to the Lord? Baptism doesn't save anybody. But if you've already accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to follow him in baptism and you came prepared today, would you stand up? All right. Well, if there's no other announcements, we're going to have some
church pictures for the albums. Last call. If you have any pictures you want included in this year's church photo album, please give them to me or Debbie as soon as possible.
All right. Do that. Those have been a real blessing over the years, all these pictures people have supplied. And we got those albums, and some of them are online. You can see them. Y'all get to y'all be a part of that.
I think it's going to be fine from Mexico, Hugo, Noe, Beto, Jose, and Marco.
Oh yeah, I wasn't counting Marco because he comes every year. Marco, that's true. Five. Sorry about that. All right. Are we going to have special music, or was that our special music? Okay. I guess that was our special music.
Amen. It was special.
That was special. Beautiful. Wonderful. Amen. Well, then I guess I'll just introduce my dad, Lyndall Kincaid, is going to come bring our message. Thank you.